This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group flagship stations right here in Tampa, Florida, out of Studio E, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, let's not forget, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, also to our security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe by providing us with security that we need. Now, I will say that to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, especially the people helping keep things moving along here in America, that would be the over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. It would also include the FedEx, the UPS, and the bulk mail haulers getting all their freight out there, including the mail. That's very important. And, of course, our Amazon drivers with their commercial packages that they do, the warehouses as well that store the stuff. And let's not forget the suicide jockeys who are out there hauling the gas and hauling the diesel and hauling the jet fuel as well in their trucks. And they do a bang-up job, and we appreciate each and every one of them as well. Now, let's not forget that you have another way that you can go and find us, and that is the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. That's one way. And then while you're over on Facebook, look up Captain's America. That's all one word, Captain's America. That's how you'll find me. And you can also find me by going to the Captain's America over on .com, the website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That is our website, and you can go over there, and we're streaming over there amongst other things. So there you go. Now, checking with us right now, and we're checking on him too, we've got Santa Claus. No, I'm just kidding. We've got Kyle Warren out in California. Good morning, Mr. Kyle.
All right, good morning, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
Guess who just showed up?
Who's that?
They're late. You know why they were late?
Okay.
They didn't want to get wet. There's a little bit of rain out there. Not like what it was earlier, but there's a little bit of rain, and they just didn't want to get wet. Well, boo-hoo. Okay, are you ready to say the pledge?
Of course.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we're keeping an eye on this train wreck for two reasons. Number one, we want to know how long it takes the federal government to get there. That's number one. what they're going to do, number two. There are two cars of this train that derailed that are in the Mississippi River. However, they're not carrying hazardous material, so that's not a part of the problem this time. But the fact that you lose a train, the fact that you've got four people hurt, two seriously, all members of the crew, means that this has got to be something that's done sooner rather than later. And again, I'm waiting to see how long it takes for someone from the Transportation Department, Department of Transportation, to get there, because Buttigieg was not reached yesterday. He didn't say anything about this.
Well, you recall what he said, of course, about when the trains derailed in East Palestine. And didn't he say something to the effect, Captain, of, well, these things happen all the time? You know,
right.
It's almost like it's just routine. All kidding aside, this particular train in Wisconsin does have lithium ion batteries on board, but those aren't the cars that went in the water. But we also understand, too, Captain, they're also carrying oxygen containers, and that can also be an issue if they're not dealt with quickly, because obviously that can be an explosive issue.
Well, you're right.
Yeah, but they're definitely – but they do have hazardous materials crews staying on the scene there, so they are taking these precautions and trying to manage this correctly. But you're right. Where is the Department of Transportation? Hope we won't just get some platitudes. But they know, Captain, they botched so badly the response to East Palestine that maybe they'll just do nothing and hope it goes away, or they'll send somebody else. Who knows? But Mayor Pete, I don't know where he's going to be.
They can't do nothing. They have to do something because they've got two rail cars in the Mississippi River.
Right, exactly. But also, it begs the question: Are we reviewing our national train track network? What are the causes of these things? Is it sabotage? That's also a good question.
Well,
that I think
my mind goes to that. Obviously,
yes, exactly.
I can't prove it, but the story that they gave us was, well, there'd been a lot of rain and the ground was unsettled. And maybe the tracks had moved, and that caused the derailment and this, that, and the other. I actually heard him say that, but that's too easy of an excuse if that is the reason. That means they're not checking the tracks. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. And during the break, I got a direct message from somebody telling me that they had made a purchase over at MyPillow.com. And the item that they had bought one, they bought one and got one for free, but they also bought one of the items that was being discontinued and saved 80% on it. And it was the Cascade sheets that they have. And again, you can get them in any different size or whatever you need to have, and it's an 80% discount, and they are getting rid of those sheets. They're not going to be around anymore. Once they're gone, they're gone. And he told me he bought two sets of sheets. So there you go. So thank you very much. And you can do the same thing. You can go save a bunch of money going over to MyPillow.com, the website, and using the product code CAPTAIN. One word, CAPTAIN. Everything is on sale over there. And I do mean everything. There's a whole bunch of buy one, get ones. There's a whole bunch of 30, 40, 50%ers. There's a whole bunch of 60 and 70%ers. And then there's the 80%ers. And when you hear that 80%, that means something is being discontinued. So that's what that's all about. So take advantage of that. MyPillow.com, the promo code will always be CAPTAIN. The word will always be CAPTAIN at MyPillow.com. And you can just save a bunch of money right now and laugh all the way to the bank with the money that you'll be saving. Now, they have a phone number if you want to call it. It's 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. If you want to call the number for MyPillow, it's 800-641-5459. And don't forget to tell them the CAPTAIN sent you. Product code is CAPTAIN. So there you go. And you are going to love, love, love your savings. And Kyle, what was the last thing you saved money on over there?
Well, it was the slippers themselves. That's right.
Okay. All right. Very good. Let me see here. I got somebody on hold. I believe I know who this is.
But I'm going to tease what I'm going to be talking about here after the caller makes his point, his or her point. And, of course, it's going to be about the new debt ceiling bill, because you know Biden is already working on trying to figure out how to get rid of that, right?
Well, of course. And, Captain, I think it's to their own detriment. Whether or not the Democrats agree with Kevin McCarthy and the GOP's plan, they put forth a plan. The American people want a plan. So the idea is they also want the government to work together. They actually want the two parties to work together to hammer out a plan. Exactly. So what the American people don't want right now is the gridlock, especially when it comes to our debt and all the other issues that go along with that. And if Biden thinks they can just dig in and then just say, well, it's these MAGA Republicans trying to ruin the economy, I think he's mistaken, because the people want some movement. They just don't want a standoff.
All righty, let's go to the phone line, because on the phone line we've got Bagab and Bob. Okay, Bagab and Bob, what's on your mind?
Yeah, this is about, you're talking about the energy and the gas and stuff earlier. I figured out that the average person puts about 15,000 miles a year on a car, and that runs up to about 600 gallons if you multiply it out. And if gas is $4 a gallon, that's $2,400 a year. Well, that's a lot of money to the lower public, to a lot of people that are earning reasonable to decent money. It's not that much. It's not that much, and they're not willing to buy an electric car that costs $40,000-$50,000 over that kind of a thing. And the only way that we can do the electric is we've got to do nuclear power plants. There's no way that we can supply the energy for all these electric vehicles that they're
Bob, we can't build it. We can't build enough nuclear power plants. And oh, by the way, do you know anything about the trucks that they want to go electric? Do you know what the size of the charger would look like for an electric truck?
Yeah, well, if you think that charger is big, what about the military that was talking about making electric tanks or electric vehicles or electric this or that? And how are they? You can't get the energy density of gasoline into electric. It's just that simple. And the ease of supplying it that you can't, you know.
The generator to generate power for 4 to 6 hours, which is the minimum it would take, on these trucks, these drivers would have to stop and take a 4 to 6 hour break, charge their trucks. The generator would actually be three times the size of the car one.
Heck, you're talking about many, many multiple. I don't know what a semi weighs, but I knew that.
80,000 pounds loaded.
Yes, compared to a typical car that weighs about maybe 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 maybe for a vehicle.
They can't do it. They're out of their minds. These people that keep talking about this, they can't do it. There isn't enough infrastructure.
Yeah, and the other thing on the budget thing that you're talking about, Mr. Dollars, the Democrats and Republicans are just going to lock up. As simple as that, because the people on the Democratic side, they have this cult vision of total, state independent,
Well, get your roller skates and get your surfboard. Get your roller skates and your little surfboard and your broomstick and your bed sheet and get ready to go that way.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, well, my cage wouldn't be too little. That'd be bigger, pretty big surfboard.
I hear you.
All right. Okay.
All right.
All right.
Okay. Well, Kyle, you get the drift here. What we're talking about, right?
Well, of course, one of the things that that amazes me, Captain, is this notion that you would have these over-the-road truckers with presumably an electric truck that would have to stop over and not stop for a relatively short amount of time in order to fuel up, right, and get back on the road and keep going.
Right.
But they'd have to wait 4 or 5 hours, let's just say, for
4 to 6 minutes is the minimum.
Yeah. Yes, so building all this in, it just would be unbelievable. Can you imagine the slow snail's pace at which products and goods would be moved around the country at that point by electric truck? Not to mention, Captain, some of these trucks are refrigerated, right? So that also has to be powered for the entire time the battery's being charged, evidently. And none of this makes any sense. if the technology were to improve 100 or 1,000-fold, maybe. But we're not there yet, and maybe someday, but not right now.
They're going to need tens of thousands of big charging units just to charge the trucks, and they never will have enough if they go electric. They never will have enough. They can't build enough. They can't put out the electricity fast enough. They can't do it. This is ridiculous for them to keep talking like this. They think they're talking to a bunch of Boy Scouts out there. They need to do their homework. They don't know what they're talking about.
Well, you know, I'm glad you mentioned that, Captain, and another thought occurs to me, and that is, you know, it's just kind of going down the same old road we've seen in so many other failed experiments in world history, namely places like the Soviet Union and so forth. It's the idea that, okay, folks, we're not going to be able to move the goods around the country, so guess what? You get to make do with less. Right? We're not going to have more.
Right.
It's not going to be plentiful. It's actually going to be less. Get used to it. I think that's going to be the message from the Democrat Party elite.
That's all coming.
Yes, exactly. And it's all self-imposed.
And there's no way around, it if you paid any attention and know anything at all about what we're talking about here. There's no way that they can make it better. None.
No. No, and mark this as well, the Democrat Party elite, or we can just shorten it, just call it the Party elite, okay? We just call them the Party elite. Mm-hmm. They won't make do with less. They'll have everything they need, everything they want, in abundance.
Mm-hmm. You are so right. And folks, we're talking to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as we do every morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Well, you know, again, the debt ceiling that's coming, the Democrats are definitely going to try to do whatever they can to get out from underneath here, because they're already making up stories about what this bill does, and they tossed something out there yesterday about how the debt ceiling was going to get rid of some of the educational platforms for the kids, for the schools, because they weren't going to be able to afford it anymore. Well, if they can't afford that, how the hell can they afford the electric vehicles?
Well, you're not supposed to ask questions like that.
I just did.
That's right. Well, you're not supposed to say that. You're only supposed to live by the sacred words of the binder as given to us by Karine Jean.
Yes, Frenchie. Frenchie. All right, hold that thought, because we're going to take a break with the thought of Frenchie being there. Oh, boy. So don't go anywhere. I'll be back.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Former Vice President Mike Pence testified in a federal probe Thursday about Donald Trump's alleged role in the January 6th riot at the Capitol. The testimony comes after former President Trump filed an emergency motion to stop Pence from appearing. It's the first time in modern history a VP was compelled to testify about the president he served with. Reports say Pence testified for several hours. President Biden, meantime, hosting a Take Your Child to Work Day event at the White House Thursday. The president took questions from kids on the White House lawn.
What's my favorite ice cream flavor? I may be among the dullest presidents of the world because I'm known for two things, my Ray-Ban sunglasses and chocolate chip ice cream.
National Take Your Child to Work Day is observed April 27th each year. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, it's the captain here. There are 3 words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors, and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot? Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google AdvancedPodiatryAndWoundCare.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
And ladies, listen up. You want to go to a female podiatrist? How's that for a switch? Well, they got two of them on call there on staff at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, two of them. So if you want to have a woman take a look at your foot or your leg or your ankle and see what they can do to help you, I guarantee you, you'll be a much happier camper. You'll be a much happier camper. Now, the other thing is Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care can be reached by telephone. You can call them up. 727-896-4615, 727-896-4615. Tell them the captain sent you, and schedule an appointment. See what you can do, see if they can help you. They have helped me, and boy, I'll tell you, that's an amazing feat, pardon the pun, amazing feat that they've done to help me. All right, let me go over, and get to the telephone, and first we're going to go to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we're going to go to the phone line and pick up the caller that's in here. We have Aaron from Denver, so here we go. All right, good morning, Aaron. What's up?
Well, good morning there, gentlemen. Well, first of all, we have an old broken down, senile, dark side, dumb donkey of a so-called president. He can't remember the last place he was on. He can't remember the last place he was on planet Earth. So, you know, that's another sign that it's time to go. And then, of course, the budget. I wish they would cut even more, but you got to start somewhere. I mean, cutting this budget is like trying to cut a big fat sycamore tree.
Yep.
So you got to start cutting somewhere to eventually, so the tree will fall down. So, you know, it's very frustrating, but at least they're starting somewhere. And then you got, Pence, and I don't know who's on this panel that he's testifying is. Is it conservatives? Is it Republicans? Are there two Democrats and two Republicans that Mike Pence has to testify about this so-called insurrection? That was the morons of media that said that. I mean, the riot during January 6th.
Mm-hmm.
And then one more thing I have to say, this lady that is accusing Trump of rape, it reminds me of the Kavanaugh situation,
mm-hmm.
where Kavanaugh was accused of being a gang raper.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, Cap, Professor Podzix, goodbye.
All right, thank you. And got some points there, Kyle.
Well, that's right, and I was hoping to ask Erin, but we'll ask her next time, of course, as well. But Joe Biden just he declared that he's running for re-election. And there doesn't seem to be any impact at all.
No.
The nation didn't, it doesn't exist almost.
Nope.
And I just don't think people even see it as being a major, major announcement that he just made, other than maybe to get him to answer these polls and say, I don't think he should run. But it wasn't like, oh, finally, good. Everything's still going to be okay, Captain. You know, because Joe Biden's running for president again, he'll be completely unopposed. It'll all be fine.
Well, you've heard the information. Again, we heard it with Cal Thomas. He said that if Donald Trump runs 101, mano a mano, against Joe Biden, because people don't care for Donald Trump, Donald Trump will lose. He said that.
Yes, that's right. Well, given what we know right now, I mean, this is the snapshot right now. I think that's one of the reasons that Biden would want to run. I think he only can run against Donald Trump, basically, because he can continue to say, I'm not Donald Trump. And they'll try to some variation of 2020 in terms of their strategy. But it may increasingly look like it may not be Joe Biden versus Donald Trump, but we'll just have to see. But one of the things about Joe Biden, though, is, quite frankly, Captain, I think the pressure of having to now, quote unquote, run for president along with being the president and doing all that other stuff, it may just be too much for him. And it may, again, show the cracks that he has.
Now, if Donald Trump does get the nod, he can beat, and I don't care who says what, he can beat Joe Biden with the right vice presidential candidate. And it doesn't have to be Ron DeSantis. It could be a Mike Pompeo. It could be a Tim Scott. It could be, I can't think of who else is running there. Larry Elder. It could be somebody like that. Or it could be, get this, Nikki Haley.
Well, sure. I think that one of the things the GOP has a real ability here to do is to say, look, we've got a deep bench. We've got people that are going to have some different viewpoints here and bring something new to the table. Honestly, Kamala Harris doesn't bring anything to the table. I'm not trying to be mean-spirited, but she just doesn't. Joe Biden's going to have to look at that very, very carefully as well. But in the end, though, I don't know, Captain, this sort of lukewarm reception that the president received because he put out the reelection video thing, I think causes them to, the Democrat Party elite, that is, to really reevaluate and say, how is this possible? I mean, if, at the very least, they want to replace Kamala Harris, one might think, with Gavin Newsom.
Well, we all know what a dunce Kamala Harris is by her answers and comments and her talk arounds. When she goes to give a speech or talk about something, it's never directed to the point. It's always talking around in a circle.
Yeah, it's they call it the word salad.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's the word salad, and this is what she does, and then she kind of starts laughing and stuff like that, and that to me just shows that maybe she's just not versed in the material enough to be able to just kind of talk about it. But otherwise she sort of confines herself to these sort of goofy phrases and very simplistic sort of, you know, I'm a woman sitting at the table wearing a blue suit or something, you know, stuff like that that's just kind of out there.
Well, you're going to hear about Wall Street and the Democrats talking about this huge gain that was made, the biggest gain in months on the market. And they're going to talk about, well, we got the economy taken care of, this, that, and the other. But it's how they got there that matters. And it has nothing to do, once again, with Joe Biden.
Well, no. I mean, the market will fluctuate here and there. You know, we're looking at things long term, and certainly between now and say next summer, not this coming summer, but next summer when we'll be having the conventions and so forth, that's when you really start to see where all this is going. I can't imagine that it's going to be necessarily mm-hmm. better. We may see some falls of inflation yep. only because prices mm-hmm. have to come down because people aren't buying anything.
Now, we're hearing from the White House that they advised all Americans to get out of the sedan within 24 to 48 hours.
Well, there's well over 16 or 17,000, from what we understand, Americans that right. are there. That's a huge operation to mount. They're not going to be flown off in helicopters or something, but yes, they are telling them you got to get out because they themselves can become targets.
Well, they've got planes that they've flown in to get them out, but they got to get to the planes to get flown out.
Well, of course, and unfortunately, you know, the situation there is deteriorated so much. Now, a lot of the Americans that are living there, some of them have dual citizenship, and they are, for lack of a better term, used to living in a very dangerous sort of environment. But this is well beyond, I think, what they've grown accustomed to in a volatile country like
that. Well, it's dangerous over there, all right. You better believe that one. That's the understatement of the year. And they got to get the heck out. I mean, they got to get out now. And they're being given, a window of 48 hours. And that's it. After that, they're done. All right. Hold on. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
love to watch her strut, too. Back in the day, my wife, when she was alive, she could get attention.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she could get attention. She was a scorching hot babe, and I really appreciated the fact that I had her in my life for 33 years. I remember her quite a bit. All right, well, Mr. Kyle, what is going on out west? I see a lot of rain in the mix.
Well, that's right, Captain. Last hour, of course, we were telling our listeners about the rain that's going on right now. Of course, this is going to be in the southeastern quadrant, a corner, essentially, of Colorado. It's going to go on over into Kansas and parts of Oklahoma and a little bit of northern Texas there. But for the most part, especially listener Aaron, she's looking out her window, I'm sure. She'll probably see the rain or a mix of rain and snow. And if you head out west...
Is she going to need an arc?
I don't know that she'll need an arc per se, but we'll see. But heading south down Interstate 25 through Castle Rock down towards Colorado Springs, looks like it's going to be dealing with snow. It's going to pick up again with the mix of rain, snow, as you head towards Colorado City, down through Trinidad, a little bit in now to northern New Mexico. There it sort of stays away from Interstate 25, but do be aware of that. We continue to see, again, these flood watches because of higher temperatures in places like northern Nevada, especially around Reno and that area where you can have snow melt. Same story in southern Idaho, just south of Idaho Falls and Twin Falls. You have that same thing happening, and also in northern New Mexico as well. And a couple of quick temperatures as we're almost to May, Captain. If you're in Helena, Montana, it's 36 degrees right now. But if you're in Bakersfield, California, it's a nice 72. So at least, well, maybe things are going to start changing for the better here as we head towards summertime.
I'll make everybody feel better tonight because right now it's warmed up 2 degrees from what it was. It's 74 degrees on both sides of the building here in Tampa.
Oh, very cool. Very warm.
Well, it's not very warm, but that probably has to do with the rain that came through a little bit earlier. And it sucked everything off over to the east, and now we got the southern breeze coming in here. All right, well, let me take it from there. North and South Dakota, folks, we've got some wind in the central part of the state. Nothing really going on, just some wind. Probably that front that's out in front of it or the one that's coming from behind it. We do have some flood warnings along the Red River, right from Minot on down to Fargo, and... Well, of course, that is the state line, if you know anything about North and South Dakota, and, for that matter, Minnesota. Up in Minnesota, we have got rain, the Twin Cities over to Duluth, on up into the upper peninsula of Michigan, over into the northwestern corner of Wisconsin tonight. That's where the rain happens to be. There is some patchy flooding coming on down following the Mississippi River. Right now, as the waters are starting to spread out and gain a little distance between them and the river, so be advised that you're going to run into the traditional low-lying flooding areas coming off the Mississippi River. And it's probably only going to get worse as the waters get deeper because of the rain melt, the snow melt that's going to bring more water into the picture. Now, moving on down to the Gulf. Down around Brownsville, we're going to have something developing during the daytime. We do have a system of some sort down there. We had a lot of thunderstorms come out of there and move from the west to the east yesterday, and that is going to continue today. So it'll be developing over there in the western Gulf and then pushing its way over east again. We do have a bit of fog tonight, northeastern corner of Alabama, and the upper part of Georgia to include the northern part of Atlanta, and then I-20 on over into South Carolina, where you then will run out of it. And we do have some gale warnings tonight up from about Wilmington, North Carolina, on up to the Chesapeake Bay. There's some wind, pretty good wind there, making it really rough on the ocean, so be advised of that. Then we've got some fog we're looking at up the East Coast, up through parts of New Jersey, parts of Long Island,
parts of Massachusetts, we're going to Cape Cod, and then skipjacks up along Maine, back up into Nova Scotia. All right, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show, first of all.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Now tell us about the Pilot and Flying J.
Well, folks, don't forget, go to pilotflyingj.com, find out all about the great amenities they have for truckers and travelers alike. Check out the My Rewards Plus app, start earning reward points, and also get great offers as well, and find out their locations just simply by using their location function at pilotflyingj.com.
All right, we will talk to you tomorrow. Have yourself a great, great, great day.
Thank you. You too, Captain.
All right. Kyle Warner, professor of politics. We appreciate him. All right. Let's drift on over to Denise Simon tonight. We've had another train wreck, Denise, and this one is right along the Wisconsin-Minnesota border. We've got two cars that are in the river, in the Mississippi River. However, thank goodness they are not loaded with anything hazardous. There is some hazardous material on board the train, but it's back a ways. So that did not go into the drink. But here we go again.
Yeah, I heard about it yesterday afternoon. And fortunately, I don't think there were any injuries.
Four people.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Four people injured, two serious are all the train crew, and one of them is life-threatening.
Yikes. All right. Well, what
probably,
I heard about
probably
it,
the engineer, I'm guessing.
Well, I would say that, you know, after East Palestine, that, you know, this has become so commonplace, it was so commonplace at one point we didn't hear about it. Now, because of East Palestine, we're going to hear about every train derailment, which tells us that we got a bigger problem than we think we do.
But what we're not hearing about is Buttigieg hasn't said a word. And to the best of my knowledge, he's not even going to respond to this. He's got one of his assistants going.
Well, he's still got problems in East Palestine, and they don't even talk about it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
People are still having health problems there. I mean, the town is essentially dead, and it's a sad situation here, and nobody seems to care.
Yes, and we said that from the beginning, having gone through a couple of things in my lifetime. We said that from the beginning, that they were going to have problems that they didn't even know about yet over there. And, oh, no, the water's clean. Everything's wonderful. Yeah, sure, right. Sure. All right, here comes the music. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com on a Friday. Don't go anywhere. We got plenty of stuff we're going to be talking about here. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and we hope that you get a chance to take advantage of the fine weather, too.
For another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch, coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.